Go Loud.
Before we get started with this episode of Hold My Drink, we have some very exciting news.
We are bringing Hold My Drink to the stage once again, folks.
So exciting. Join us on Vicar Street on the 5th and 6th of November and University Concert Hall in Limerick on the 23rd of November for some fun, plenty of drama, great guests, and of course, where would we be without a dilemma?
There might even be a song or two from yours truly, who knows?
Tickets are on sale now. See you there, birds.
See you there.
Welcome to Hold My Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's episode is sponsored by Primarker Pennies, and the arrival of fashion at Pennies has us dying for the seasons to change.
I'm dying to go in and get accessories for my bedroom.
I was just thinking that pumpkins.
Yeah, that's what I'm very excited
Glads.
About. Just cute orange bits and bed clothes and all those bits to make my room real cozy.
And the pumpkin sized candles and stuff as well. That's a really nice smell.
Love. So whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing the modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store.
Cozy up with varsity jumpers, check dresses, the perfect fit in jeans, and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories and layering pieces.
Head to Pennies today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples.
And you can also go online and check the stock finder as well. See,
handy.
What you're looking for is there. And we start off the bonus episode with Rant of the Week. So it's where we get to give out about something that's happened to us recently, something we're annoyed about, something that makes absolutely no sense sometimes. A first world problem at its finest, so literally anything. Mine is, I actually already voiced this rant on TikTok, but it's when you're online shopping on a website, there's a few things about online shopping that annoy me. Like, first of all, when you type something wrong by one letter,
it doesn't like auto-correct.
It's like, sorry, not that. Yes, you do
doesn't
have it.
It exists.
Why are you lying?
Yeah.
Why is there not, it's 2024, surely there's some kind of thing that can pick up on like what you mean.
What were you looking for?
I can't remember what it was. Well, I spelled it wrong by one letter, like.
And they were like.
Like, what happened to predictive guesstimations?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, obviously, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Someone commented on my TikTok me like, I was looking for Sambas and they wrote Sambos in instead. And
there's no one. Any Sambos going.
And then also when you go back onto a website after like a few minutes or hours and your cart is empty.
Yeah, I've done that on websites where you add loads into your cart. Like, you know when you're not ready to check out yet, so you keep going back, like every few days or whatever it is. And you click into your cart and the whole thing is gone. I can't remember what was in there.
And they've lost the sale.
But that's probably not a bad thing that you can't remember what was there, because then you probably didn't need it.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
But I always appreciate when you do go on and it's still there.
It's still there. You're like, oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, you know what? I will buy that now. Thanks so much.
That's a good one.
But yeah, just online shopping.
Yeah.
Just little things like that. I do a lot of online bits.
You do.
I need to all my returns now. I wish there was an easier way.
Of returning things?
That you wouldn't. Some websites don't need a printer anymore, but some you do. I just go to my mom and dad's house just to print one sheet of paper.
Oh.
Again, a really first world problem. Yeah. That's what this section is for.
I'm really bad at returning things. I just won't return it.
Really?
Can I tell you the last time I sent something back?
Really?
No.
I have to, because I actually can't. No space.
No, I just keep it, or Cueva just be delighted at home.
Yeah, true.
Cueva sees me coming in the door with like new shopping or like a delivery or something.
What did we get?
Lovely, yeah. I know half the shit is going to fit you, Ellie.
Yeah.
My rant of the week is about myself.
Oh.
And it's about not remembering my dreams. But, you know the way sometimes I do write in my notes?
In the middle of the night?
Yeah, in the middle of the night when I wake up and I'm like, okay, I need to remember that dream. I think I wanted to remember to tell it on the podcast or something. And then I go to read it back and I'm like,
and it makes no
idea what I said. So the last thing in my notes that I remember writing for the underneath is our courier order from last night, but we're not going to talk about that. Above that, it just says, dream about cat in room.
Oh, do you remember anything? Is it sparking any memories?
It was my own. It was my old bedroom in my house.
Oh, and a cat.
And cats. No.
Oh.
I fucking hate cats. And cats were coming through my window.
Oh. Look up what that means.
About a cat?
Look up meaning of dreaming of cats.
Oh, God.
I do think that dreams do have meanings like that.
I remember.
Sometimes it's just random.
Yeah. I had a friend years ago and her mom always used to tell us, like, if we'd wake up and be like, oh my God, I had a mad weird dream. She'd always look it up.
Yeah.
Cats in your dream, oh Jesus, can reflect your need to feel loved or your fear that you're being untrue to others so they will love you. A house full of cats in a dream represents excessive illusions or things that you believe to be untrue.
House full of cats.
Fuck off, I hate cats. What do you mean?
Illusion. That was a
nightmare, not a dream.
Who's making up that a cat means an illusion? Like,
that's what I always wonder. Like, yeah, okay, when you, like, who sat there and said, okay, this and this equals this.
Yeah.
How do you know that that means?
Because that could be for any animal, like.
Yeah. So I just get annoyed at myself. I wake up then and I'm like, oh, I can't remember what that was. I just get really annoyed.
I hate that. And it's like, it was a really good one sometimes. Yeah, I had a dream last night, but I can't remember what it was.
So you hate that? Like, why can't it just be like stored somewhere in your brain that you can open?
I know. Sabrina Carpenter was in it.
You had a scary dream about me last week.
Oh. And then when you don't actually, the dream was like not when I just woke up. So it was in my head. And then like all day, it was like, I still hadn't realized it was a dream. I knew it didn't happen, but like, I didn't think about it and be like, oh shit, that didn't happen until like later in the day.
Spooky season.
Spooky season is fucking right.
It really is.
But the one last night, it was like something funny happened in the very end of it. But it was like someone was laughing in my dream. But then it was like they were laughing in my ear. And I woke up kind of first. I know. I must be gone insane.
That's a bit
scary. I know. Someone actually texted me after I told the ghost story that I seen. And she said that one night her boyfriend was sitting up in bed. And she was like, she like literally said to me what she said to him. Word by word. It was like what's wrong with you or something. And it wasn't him at all. He was like at the end of the bed. And she was like, I could see him sitting there. He looked really sad. And he was just sitting up like that. And then the same thing happened the opposite way around to her boyfriend a few weeks later. His girlfriend was standing.
Could they see
her.
Two of them? Like,
well, yeah. Yeah. Like after he realised it wasn't her standing, he looked and then it's her sitting, like her lying down.
What did you tell me about Dano the other day when you got out of the bed?
Oh, yeah. God, guys, things are really messed up in my brain. So I got out of the bed. I was out of the bed. But I don't really remember it happening, but I was convinced that Dano pushed me out of the bed. I was just out of the bed. But I remember being pushed, but like also not really. But I remember being up there and I was like, get out to the couch. You pushed me out of the bed. I think I was half asleep because it's very dramatic to do that. Like, just pushed me out of the bed. And he was like, what? And he was like, but he wasn't even really near my side. But like someone had, or I was convinced someone had pushed me out of the bed.
Could you have just gotten out yourself?
Probably.
Yeah. Dreaming of getting out of bed or something. And then you wake up and you're like, I'm out of the bed. He obviously pushed me.
But it was definitely in a panic. It wasn't like I just didn't step out. Like it did feel like I was like, somehow I didn't do it. I don't think.
Spooky.
I know. That's really scary. Stop haunting, Granddad. Please. No, I don't know what's going on there. But Dano's done that a few times. He pushed me out of the bed when I got my boobs done. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, Dano, you have to be really careful. Like I literally have to lie like a plank. You have to lie on your back the whole time. I have to lie like a plank like that. The one, I've been with him about 3 years, the stage. He literally is pushing me out. I wake up to his hands on me. I'm half my bum cheek is off the bed. And I nearly fell on my face, like, and my new boobs. And then when I got my nose done, he nearly hit me in the face.
Oh.
It was so close. But it's like he knows and then he does it.
He's just messing with
you. I got nose surgery done this time. I don't know why he's pushing it out, but yeah.
He just wanted to do this time.
He just wanted
out
to.
Out of the bed.
Yeah. Said bye bye now. If I was you, is where we get to give you a bit of very honest and very raw advice about what we do if we were you. So we can't sit on the fence, we can't give maybes, we can't give ifs, etc. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma and exactly what we would do if we were you. These are all sent into our email address and it's homeidrink@goloudnow.com. This is the only way we take in segments for this. Oh, suggestions for this segment, not through DMs and stuff. So it's just always kept anonymous. We never know who it is. And this one is today's. Hey girls, I've recently broken up with my boyfriend over a money issue. Now I'm having regrets. Long story short, he earns a lot more money than me and has a lot more money than me in general. He loves to spend his money on himself, which I think is absolutely great, but he's stingy when spending it on other people. We've gone 50-50 in the entire relationship and I don't mind paying for meals, dates, etc. But we just planned our first ever trip and he didn't offer to cover anything extra. We're still going 50-50 and I know when we get there, it'll be the same for dinners, activities, etc. I just do not understand if someone can know they have so much more money than you, but not cover anything extra. In my last relationship, there was a period of time where I earned more, so I covered more. So it's not just about because he's a man that I want him to treat me. I brought it up to him and his response was, my money is mine and your money is yours. If I feel like treating you, I will, but I think 50-50 is fair because you earn good money. But how is 50-50 fair when I'm spending all my money on this holiday and he's just spending a fraction of his? I know it may seem dramatic to end the relationship over this, but I know deep down I have a gut feeling that he is just selfish and I'm the complete opposite. I never grew up with money. My family are working class. I know what it's like to have nothing, whereas he grew up in a very wealthy family. I think this may be why we have different opinions on it. Girls, I'm being over dramatic by ending things over money, but I did just have a conversation with him and he didn't understand my point at all. So I just fear I will end up with a tight arse and that's not what I want. Love to you both and thanks in advance. I'm not attaching pics because he's absolutely gorgeous. So I fear that will cloud your judgment.
I love how honest she is about that.
Shit.
He's stunning, but he's a tight arse.
Oh. That... I don't like that.
There's nothing more unattractive than a stingy person.
I don't know how, like, obviously when you love someone it's different, but I don't think I could love someone like that.
Stingy, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember someone asked me for a lend of €7?
Yeah. That was pretty bad.
Pretty bad, girl. We always slag my dad actually about being stingy. I always called him frugal.
Really?
Yeah. Frugal. Like he'd be like, this morning, for instance, my mom was getting her hair blow dried. So it was me, my mom, my dad, and my mom's hairdresser in the kitchen.
Mm.
And I was eating something or whatever. And my dad said, Tina, will you give Ellie a piece of kitchen paper?
Yeah.
So Tina went over to get a piece of kitchen paper. My dad's saying, no, just one, just one. Like, he'd make sure you'd only take one piece of
one
paper.
One single piece.
Yeah, one single piece. Like, and I always say to him, you're such a frugal hole.
Do you ever
like,
see that Extreme Cheapskate show?
Yeah, yeah. My dad.
And they all, like, do mad shit. Yeah. One of them doesn't wash their clothes at all.
Okay, now that's a bit extreme now.
Like, mad shit.
We
like,
just rip it out of him. He's like, oh, it's not frugal, it's sensible.
Sensible. I think, especially for a man to do that. Well, is that sexist, we'd say? I don't know. But, like, I think if someone's earning more money, they should...
Pay for more. Yeah.
I don't think that's even an unpopular opinion.
No. Like when they say they're splitting 50-50, do they mean like...
Bills, holiday, okay. Everything.
This time he's just like, no, I'm not paying for your holiday. Or the holiday.
No, so they always split 50-50 for everything.
Okay.
But she's saying this is going to be the same and it's always 50-50 even though she wants him to be spending more and she's spending less. Hmm. I don't think it's bad. Anything's over that. Like if that's something that is a really good core value to you, if like... not being stingy is really important to you, then that's important to you. And that's
yeah.
Like you can't, there's nothing dramatic over that. If it really affects you and is annoying to you and it, like someone, a tight arse is not what you want.
No.
When you think of your husband or your boyfriend, you want him to be like, oh, he's this, he's that, and he's a tight arse.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He's a stingy motherfucker.
He's always, I love how stingy he is. Like, no, yeah. Like, even if it's like 60-40, it's just I think it's the principle of it.
Mm.
Why would someone not want to take care of you if they can take care of you a little bit more? Do you know what I mean?
If they have the means to, why don't they?
Yeah.
And that's not expecting you to sit there like...
No. And do like 90-10. But like, just to give that little bit extra, like, okay, you're on a holidays, let's split flights accommodation and I'll get all the food there or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think, is that unreasonable?
Like, I wonder, is it worth sitting down with him and...
I don't think I feel like he's not going to get it. I wonder, is that the case that people... I always do notice that people who like had nothing or... The less someone has, the more they'll give.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always.
Mm.
So
I feel like if you've just grown up with it all your life, it's just all you know kind of thing.
Yeah, now that doesn't go for everyone. But no, like, in his case, it does sound like he just doesn't. And again, his family could be like really generous, but it's just him. Some people are just born like that.
Stingy.
Yeah.
I think I'd hate for someone to ever call me stingy. I'd die of embarrassment.
Yeah.
If I was known as someone, like, do you ever just know those people who, like, I'm trying to think, do you? I think I'm thinking of someone, you might be thinking of them. But the fact that we could both agree to be like stingy.
That's a bad.
I would hate.
And they're just people who are just no, like, you just know.
Oh, and they've no like shame about it or anything. Like.
No.
Wait, who are you thinking of? You tell me who you were thinking of.
You don't.
I think.
Yeah.
But just stingy out.
Yeah.
Like knowing that you're going to buy things like. And
Yeah.
No one. I think
this girl is asking for some in the stars. Like, some people in her position would be like, he's on way more money. Like, he should be covering everything. Like, that's what some people would think. But, like, you're just asking for a little bit. The principle of, like, him just saying, oh, I'll get that for you. Like, once in a while, she's not asking for everything. I don't think that's dramatic way anything's over money. I think money's a really big thing in relationship, especially when you get older. When you're younger, you don't really care. But, like, that's where you're going to potentially start a family with and, like, marry and, like, they're going to be a tight arse your whole life.
Like, how does that work when you're older and married and all money?
I think what you just have. I don't know. I think you have an account that you put it all into and just share
all your money.
No,
my
mom and dad definitely have.
I don't
their
get
separate
it.
Accounts. Too, yeah, but then a joint account.
So you have your own. So how do you know what to put into the joint account? Oh, you add up like your
maybe did. I think
mortgage.
I think when the mortgage is gone, they probably don't. I think mom and dad just cover different things.
I don't know how it works.
What do you like ask? Someone might get the electricity, someone gets the gas or something. I don't know.
You just balance it out, kind of thing. Like,
But like, I'm sure then if someone didn't have it that month, they're like, whatever.
I watched a TikTok in the car actually when I texted saying that I parked and this fella was on the phone to a bank in America and he said, he was on the phone to the bank and he said, can you tell me how much is in my savings account? Like I don't know, whatever. And your one on the phone was like, $120. And he was like, excuse me? Sorry, what? Long story short, he rang the bank a few weeks ago to take his ex-wife off the joint savings account. The bank never took her off it and she went in and took $89,000. Out of
cash.
Out, yeah, I got a check. took it out and left him with $120.
Sure, that's robbery. Or no. Really? Or maybe not. If it's a joint account.
They forgot to take her name off it, so she was like able to go in and be like, yep.
Fuck.
And bled him dry of 89 right. grand.
No. Wouldn't recommend.
Oh, God.
That's fucking crazy.
Would you break? Like, would you literally sit down with your fella and be like, come here, things need to end?
I think so.
You're a tight hole.
I think if in any case, if you're in a fight or like you're, this problem keeps arising with someone and they don't understand what they're doing wrong, how's it ever going to get resolved?
Yeah.
It's not. Someone needs to at least be open to like, right, where you're coming from. Like if someone just point blank is like, I don't get it, then they're just not understanding something that they know is upsetting you.
They're not even willing to try. They're not even willing to try.
And that's a red flag in a general, let alone with just money. So I think you're doing the right thing. Even though you said he's absolutely gorgeous, I think that's...
Your girl right sending the pic.
Your gut said, nah. Tie arse.
Tie hall, good luck.
Tie arse, go on your bike.
Keep your money for yourself, girl. Yeah. Bring yourself on holiday.
Now we can do what... Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Perf.
Dead right, like...
No splitting anything.
That's just not attractive to me in a man, like...
Oh, yeah.
Because then there's men who, like, wouldn't have... would maybe make less and, like, would give people the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, like, just, like, a bit of... Chivalry.
Chivalry is dead.
One go miss. Just a few extra bits, like, you know. You can send your dilemma, first world problem, or rant into holdmydrink@goloudnow.com. New episodes of Hold My Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday, and our main episodes are out on Wednesday. Thanks so much to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Penny. We love you.
Don't forget to check out the Autumn collection of essentials available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store now.
Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on right now. And we will talk to you on Wednesday.
Talk to you soon, birds.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.